We're joined by Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with the latest on the markets and what's going on to finish out the week. And I asked Mark to start out a few ideas, and boy, there are a lot of things going on, Mark.
Yes, there is quite a bit underneath the surface. The market yesterday, the Dow was touching near an all-time high and ended up 32 points, but the S&P was down about 18. The Nasdaq's been on a losing streak for the last month. It's down about 18 points yesterday. One very interesting note that is not really a headline, it's a subtitle out there, and it's about FedEx. FedEx is changing the way it's going to start charging for bulky packages. Now, FedEx and UPS have normally charged by weight alone, but soon at FedEx, all ground packages will be priced according to size. Now, that will effectively raise prices on more than a third of its U.S. ground shipments. Now, for companies like Amazon and other big online retailers, shipping is already one of the big and most rapidly increasing costs. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it affects those companies. Now, UPS usually follows FedEx move, but I don't know on this instance that they will or not. Now, we heard from several other companies this morning. We heard from Hilton Worldwide, the hotel operator, reported first quarter profit of 13 cents a share. That was 4 cents above estimates. Revenue beat consensus as well, and they also raised their full-year guidance. And Blooming Brands, which is the operator of Outback Steakhouse and Bonefish Grill, earned 46 cents per share for the quarter. That was 1 cent short of estimates. And revenues were also shy of forecast. The company cited bad weather as a negative factor for the quarter. CBS, the broadcast giant, reported first quarter profit 78 cents per share. That's 4 cents above estimates. However, revenue fell short of projections amid a 12% drop in advertising sales. And look at Apple this morning. The tech giant is in talks to buy headphone maker Beats for $3.2 billion. Now, Beats, besides making headphones, they also have a website out there where you can download music for a flat fee of like $10 a month. You can download all you want. So it'd be interesting to see why Apple is paying $3.2 billion for this company. Tesla, that stock is down again as it is facing sales barrier in yet another state. Missouri is considering restricting selling automobiles directly to consumers. Tesla does not have dealers in states. They just sell directly to consumers. And now if Missouri passes this law, it'll be the fourth state that says you have to have dealerships in order to sell cars in their state. And look at Gap this morning. They reported a 9% increase in same-store sales for April. Gap is the parent company of the store Gap and Banana Republic and Old Navy. The company also projected current quarter profit above street consensus. Munster Beverage, they reported profit of 55 cents a share. That was 6 cents a share above estimates, but the energy drinks maker's revenue was shy of analyst forecast, and its bottom line was helped by a lower tax rate. And look at this company. It's a very interesting company, Rocket Fuel. Their stock is rocketing down 30% this morning. They are a digital advertising company, and they reported earnings that were a loss of 33 cents a share for the quarter on revenues of $74 million. And analysts were looking for a loss of only 30 cents a share on $76 million in revenue. And last but not least, Little Rock-based Windstream Holdings reported a 69% drop in first quarter profit and a 2% drop in revenue. The telecommunications firm said their first quarter earnings were $16 million, or that translates into 2 cents a share. But now compare that to a year ago when they earned $52 million in profit, or 9 cents a share. Earnings came on revenue of $1.46 billion, and that's down from $1.49 billion from a year ago. Now, the markets overall this morning look pretty much flat. Looks like the Dow may open up down about 20 points.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, it's been a busy week with so much going on, and I guess next week will probably be the same.
Yeah, I think actually it may start slowing down. We're going to start getting in the summer doldrums here. Earnings are almost past us, so it ought to get a little bit quieter over the next couple of weeks.
Hide and watch, Mark. There'll be something blow up.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern, Agee, and Leach, he follows those things, and he'll be ready if it does happen. If you have a question about something he discussed, he'd love to hear from you. Visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. That's the location of Stern, Agee, and Leach. Or you could call him. The area code, of course, is 479. And the phone number, 782-2527. Email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.